So what's the truth about witchcraft? Well, the truth is, it only works if you let it work, if you believe it. It's really, the devil's a defeated foe. The devil is a defeated foe. It is finished. And so, if somebody tries to cast a spell, how can they curse what God has blessed? If you're saved, born again, seated in the heavenlies in Christ, you're blessed by God. How can the devil curse what God has blessed?
He can't.
So everybody's worried about witchcraft. Well, it has no power unless you believe it. See, the only thing they can do, the only really witchcraft is they can create lies and drama. Lies and drama, lies and drama. And if you believe the lies or believe the drama, you fall into it. They want to take you out of, they want to take you out of faith into fear. What is a witch trying to do? Put you in fear. There's so many fear darts on a person that the way to win is walk by faith. The only way to win is walk by faith. And the biggest thing is, see, the news, the media, that's witchcraft, that's sorcery, it's lies. So witchcraft is just lies. When Eve was the first witch, right, she fell down into wanting to be her own god, her own goddess. And so she believed a lie. She ate the lie. Hath God said, you won't die, you'll be like gods. You'll be like God. You'll be gods. You'll be your own God. So, it's really simple. They can try to cast spells, they can do all this, but what God has blessed, how can the devil curse, especially when the devil's a defeated foe? He's already defeated. Your last enemy is death, the Bible says. But so if you don't fear death, you win. You already won because you don't fear absent from the body, present with the Lord. So the reason witchcraft is don't work on the Christians because we don't believe their junk. The reason witchcraft works on an ignorant sheeple, unsaved or newly saved, because they believe it works. They fear it. Somebody says, well, aren't demons real? Yeah, demons are real, but they can't mess with God's elect. You got angels too, right? What's the Bible say about angels? They're ministering spirits to those that are heirs of salvation. So you got two demons attacking you. That means you got 6 angels protecting you. There's this truck right here. It says only in North Carolina. Red Oak. Real beer. Beer is spirits, right? Be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. So there's the anti-type right there. Only in North Carolina. Bavarian Amber Lager. Bavarian. Uh-oh. Red Oak. Oak goes back to tree, goes back to faith. Red goes back to the blood. So you got the 666 plus is the versus the 7 right there on that truck. So the truth about witchcraft is it only works if you believe it. And that's true with everything in life. You were saved by faith, you walk by faith. Your doctrine determines your behavior. What's doctrine? Your belief system. Your belief system creates your reality. If you believe in God, you're in the flow. If you trust in God, you're in the flow. If you you believe in yourself or something else or live in fear, you're not in the flow. You're the anti. So your belief system should line up with God's mind and truth, and you're in the flow. It's really not complicated. I don't know why the preachers don't make it so simple. Well, I do know why, but why don't they make it so simple? Ask that question. It's finished. The devil's a defeated foe. And if the devil's a defeated foe, the demons are defeated foes. The only reason it works is because you believe it works. Why are you living in fear? A lot of it has to do with laziness. The reason you live in fear is because you're lazy a lot of times. Get off your rump and go do something. Get up and fight. Run the race. Fight the fight of faith, you know? Win. You're already blessed. Step into it. Witchcraft is not even real. It's like the flesh is not even real. It's fake reality. That's the deal.